I want to give you an image of the gospel. It's probably an image that, when I say the word gospel, this image probably won't come to your mind initially. But I want to give you an image that's drawn from Romans chapter 7, verse 5, and one that I think is sobering. It shows the weight and the seriousness and the ugliness, repulsiveness of the initial gospel, but then shows the beauty and the power and the redemption that's involved in the gospel. And the text is Romans chapter 7, verse 5. It says, "For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our members," and here it is, "were at work in our members to bear fruit for death." And here's the visual I want to give you. I picture this building, this morgue, this death chamber. And as you enter the room, you're hit with this putrid odor and this sickening and disgusting smell, this stench that's coming from this room. And you know something is definitely abnormal and something has died and is decaying in this room. And as you walk into this room, you see this table in the middle of the room. And on this table is a cold, colorless, limp human body, lifeless. And it's chained to a casket in the room. And next to the casket is a freshly dug open grave. And this body is just sitting there, left unattended. It's rotting. It's decaying. It is just filled this room with this stench and this imprint of a horror and ghastly image on your mind. And you walk over and you realize the wrists on the body are chained with shackles to this casket. And you pick up the hand and it's this lifeless weight that's limp, and you drop the hand and it hits the top of the table and it's just a dead sack of flesh that's been left there. For those who are without Christ, they are this dead and useless, grotesque in appearance, foul stench, and with this numb feeling, though they may not know it. All their dead body can do is what verse 7 in Romans chapter 5 says, bear fruit for death. Anything they produce is rotten, unacceptable, non-social to heaven. And it's just decaying, chained and waiting. And what's taking place in this morgue, this body is unknowingly waiting for the day when their earth time comes to a close and the time finally comes for their shackle-bound wrist to rot to the bone so that Satan can slip off their chain, slip off their shackle, and push them and roll them over into the freshly dug grave called hell. And the owner of this morgue, the law master, signs the will of the slaves of the dead bodies in the room, and he seals it over to Satan once their time has come and they're able to slip off the chain that's been bounding them on earth and push them and seal them in the casket that's damned to hell forever. The only way for this law-bound body who is consigned to this casket contract to be freed from the shackles without rotting and to be released and brought back to life is for someone to come in with all the legal requirements and fulfill the blood contract and break the chains before the chains drag the man into the open grave. This contract is released and must be released by a death. Christ enters into this hard, stench-filled death chamber that we call our lives. And he releases us from the covenant by his own blood. He meets every legal requirement, the life that we cannot live according to the law. And he takes our limp, disgusting body and he breathes life into us again. He resuscitates us and pours his own blood back into our broken, useless veins. And as we begin to grasp for air once more, He takes hold of our shackle-bound wrists, and He removes and releases it from our own casket, and He does a strange thing, and He attaches it to Himself in the cross. That is the gospel. We are no longer slaves to this limp, colorless, lifeless sack of flesh that we are bound to by the law that only produces fruit of death that's rot, decaying, and reeks of our own selfish odor. Instead, Christ comes, fills our body with His blood, removes the shackles, and clasps it onto the cross that we may become no longer slaves to sin, but slaves to Christ. That is the gospel, when Christ resuscitates our life and releases us, though we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Has that taken place in your life? And if it has, there should be a stark contrast from the time that you were a slave in the morgue, dead, to a time that you became alive and are forgiven by the cross and under a new covenant. That is the gospel. It is beautiful once Christ removes the ugly, disgusting state in which He finds us. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 7:24 and 25.